Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham at Operations. And the official NHC clock, it is 12 o'clock Eastern Time, the latest updates on Hurricane Dorian. And we do have a few updates here now, about 105 miles east of West Palm Beach, Florida. The wind's still the same, 155 miles an hour. So you can see the center just continuing to batter the Bahamas, just staying in the same place, a little wobble here, a little wobble there, but continuing to have those hurricane force winds. Just a major hurricane here with the winds, the rain. In some places, by the time it's all said and done, could get 30 inches of rain, and also the storm surge there, 18 to 23 feet. So it's just a devastating situation for the Bahamas continues. But look at some of these rain bands already starting to make their way on shore in Florida, a cell right over there, Lake Okeechobee. So some of these could produce heavy tropical rains, and not only that, some wind, some gusts 40 to 50 miles an hour. So you got to watch out for some of those gusts. The latest forecast that we have, very similar track that we've had over the last few days, because if you think about it, we've been talking about it slowing down, and it has, and we've gone down to this almost a stall here. So let's take this out in time. So this right here is Tuesday morning, Tuesday evening, and that's Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, and Friday morning. And you think about this, we're going to be dealing with a hurricane for most of the entire week, and that's going to impact Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and eventually even up into Virginia. Now, the thing to remember here is notice we don't really connect the dots here. We don't like to do that because, you know, the impacts are well outside that center. And if you look at this, I mean, this is the tropical storm force wind stretching a good 130 miles or so away from the center, and you have the hurricane force winds 30 to 40 miles. So it's not just about that center. It's about the impacts well outside that center. And that's why we've expanded some of our watches and warnings. This is a hurricane warning for much of the Florida coast. But look how we've expanded it northward into Georgia as well with a watch, because as we go into the future, they can see hurricane force winds in 48 hours. That's why we have that watch that is issued. Let's pay attention a little bit to the cone as well. Still could have the center anywhere in these spots inside that cone. So we got to remember, the storm could be offshore, but at the same time, you still can get some of these winds. Look how large the tropical storm force winds are, and a small jog, a little teeny wiggle, and you can get some of those hurricane force winds as well. But one of the threats is storm surge at onshore flow, piling the water up. And with time, some of these areas, and really look at this, we got Florida, we also highlight Georgia here. We've also extended that storm surge watch 4 to 7 feet possible. Some of that water could come in ahead of time. Very important point. You don't wait for the storm. You know, that water can come up high. Listen to the local officials. If they're telling you to leave in those evacuation zones, you got to leave. Very dangerous. Don't be cut off where you can't leave. And rainfall, watching it close as well. Remember, these values here can move different places. You can go back and forth a little bit depending on the track. So we got to really watch that as well. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.